Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Today we want to continue with our series of promises that God is giving us. And today the subject is the promise of friendship. And the Bible text is from John chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Amen. Friendship is a beautiful thing that transcends time and culture and places. It produces strong bonds between individuals, creating unbreakable relationships. The Bible provides many examples of such enduring friendships that have endured the test of time. These examples of friendship in the Bible illustrate loyalty, love, and respect. Today we want to look at seven such friendships. David and Jonathan's friendship is one of the most well-known friendships in the Bible. Their bond was characterized by unwavering loyalty, deep love, mutual respect, and endured despite difficult challenges such as Saul's animosity towards David. The Bible describes that relationship as one of deep affection, with Jonathan loving David as himself. In return, David held Jonathan in high regard, saying, "Your love to me is more wonderful than the love of women." Even though Jonathan was the king's son and David was only a shepherd boy, their friendship transcended social boundaries. They made a covenant with each other and swore loyalty to one another and to their families. In the first book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off his robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even with his sword and his belt. Despite Saul's attempts to kill David, Jonathan remained loyal to his friend. He warned David of Saul's animosity and helped him to escape, even though it ultimately led to the deterioration of his relationship with his father. The friendship between David and Jonathan is a testimony of the power of true friendship. Their unwavering loyalty, their deep love, and mutual respect serve as an example of the kind of bonds that can be found between individuals, regardless of social status or circumstances. This is how the love of God to us is. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you obey my commands." So Jesus is in a higher status than we are, and he loves us all the same. The friendship of Ruth and Naomi is a beautiful example of devotion and loyalty. Coming from different cultural backgrounds and expecting immense hardship, their friendship endured. Ruth's unwavering loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi, is exemplified through her famous declaration of commitment, where she said, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. You people will be my people, and you, God, will be my God." You can find that in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Even in a challenging time, Ruth remained faithful and supportive of Naomi. She worked tirelessly to provide for her, and ultimately, their relationship served as a source of strength and comfort to both women. This story of friendship reminds us of the power of devotion, devotional relationship. True friends remain loyal, supportive, dedicated through both good times and bad times. Jesus' love for his friend Lazarus was truly remarkable. When he arrived and found that Lazarus had died even 4 days before, Jesus wept and expressed his deep affection for his dear friend. Despite the circumstances, Jesus performed a miracle, raising Lazarus from the dead. He demonstrated the depth and power of their friendship even beyond death. This shows Jesus' divine nature, his love and grace he has for his friends. The same friendship he has with us. This demonstrates the strong and enduring nature of true friendship, even in the toughest of circumstances. Jesus and Lazarus' friendship serves as a beautiful example of the incredible bonds that can be formed between persons. Jesus and his disciples had a unique bond of characterized by deep friendship, intimacy, and fellowship. Jesus referred to his disciples as friends, not as servants, which shows the depth of their relationship. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 15, verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." His words reveal the sacrificial nature of friendship and the profound bond that they shared. Jesus often spent time with his disciples, sharing meals, traveling together, and engaging in deep conversations. Through these activities, he demonstrated the value of intimate relationship and the importance of friendship. One of the most significant events in Jesus' relationship with his disciples was the Last Supper. During this final and last meal, Jesus washed his disciples' feet as a sign of great humility and love. He also shared the bread and wine with his disciples, symbolizing the close bond that they had together. The Last Supper remains an important symbol of friendship and intimacy, reminding us of the sacrificial nature of true friendship. Jesus showed his disciples what it means to be a friend. The New Testament mentions several instances of friendship between Christian leaders. One such example of the bond of friendship is between Paul and Barnabas. Paul, a former persecutor of Christians, encountered Barnabas after his conversion and was introduced to other followers of Jesus. Barnabas saw potential in Paul and helped to integrate him into the community of believers. Paul and Barnabas were friends and ministry partners. Together they went on several missionary journeys, bringing the gospel to many people and to places where the gospel had never been preached before. They encountered resistance and persecution, but their friendship and their shared mission gave them the strength to press on. Their friendship endured even though they had disagreement and separation. But with Christ at the center of their friendship, they were able to observe these challenges and continue serving the Lord together. The friendship between Elijah and Elisha is a testimony of the power of respect and dedication. Elijah was a prophet in Israel who was known for his unwavering faith and commitment to God, while Elisha was his devoted disciple. Elisha was determined to learn from Elijah and refused to leave him, demonstrating his deep respect and loyalty towards him. In 2 Kings 2, we read that Elisha is asking Elijah for a double portion of his spirit, showing his commitment to following him and continuing his legacy. Elisha's dedication and respected Elisha's request, telling him that it will be granted to him if he sees Elijah disappearing in a special way. The bond between Elijah and Elisha is an example of a friendship built on mutual admiration and reverence. Their respect for one another is evident in the way they interacted and communicated, how Elijah communicated with Elisha, entrusting important tasks to Elisha, and Elisha remaining by the side to Elijah's very end. Respect and dedication can be a form of foundation of a strong and enduring friendship that stands the test of time. Abraham is known as a friend of God with a faithful and obedient heart. Despite facing many challenges and uncertainties, Abraham always trusted in God's plan, and never failed in his faith. This deep faith and obedience formed the foundation of his remarkable friendship with God. Abraham's friendship with God began with a simple call to leave his homeland and follow God's leading. Abraham demonstrated his faith and obedience by obeying this call without question, even though he didn't know where God was leading him, where he had to go. As a result, God promised to make Abraham into a great nation, blessing him and his descendants for generations to come. Throughout his life, Abraham continued to demonstrate his faith and obedience, even when it seemed impossible or impractical. His friendship with God grew stronger as he faithfully followed God's guidance. Abraham's life is a testimony to the power of faith and obedience in forming a deep, meaningful friendship. His unwavering commitment to God serves as an inspiration for believers, reminding us of the importance of following God wholeheartedly and trusting in His plan for our lives. We looked at 7 examples of friendship. May they remind you of the greatest friendship that we can have, that one of Jesus Christ. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Any hallelujah?
Amen.
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Even if friends are leaving you, He will never leave you, because He is always by your side.
Amen.
Sometimes you understand that your friend in trouble will leave you. What you thought are friends, they will show in difficulties. But one thing you can always be assured of is that Jesus will never leave you, whatever you go through. One thing you can know, that Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Imagine Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Almighty God, He says, "You are my friend." Jesus, the Son of God, calls us friends, and this is a privilege that we should always remember. Whatever happens in life, He will never leave you. Amen.
Amen.